The second talk about the minor cries. What is the third grouping? It talks about the face of Christ. When you begin to walk in the third grouping, you know, before you can have the second part, blessed appear in heart, you must have the first part, blessed are the merciful. You know why a lot of people don't see God? Not because they are not pure in heart first. Before you can even be pure in heart, you must be merciful in your heart first. Because love is God. And God is love. You will, where you exercise love, you will find divinity. So I give you one scripture on the face of Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're talking about seeing God now. And here's a verse that brings us one step further to being like Him. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now bear in mind that the background is chapter 3 verse 18, where it says, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of God. And now he says, God commands the light to shine in our darkness, who has shone where? In our hearts. When you exercise mercy, the light starts shining, and then you maintain purity of heart. It shines, and it... No, this is it's a funny verse to understand. Let me read it in another way. For it's the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge. Full stop. Now that's where most people read it. Most people read it without the other two phrases. This is what they read. It's God who makes a light to shine to give us the light of the knowledge. That is the knowledge of God. God is not working in our hearts just to give us some revelation and knowledge. That is part of it. Then you add the other part. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God. Now, if you put a full stop there, it already sounds wonderful, but not enough. It's God who commands a light to shine in the heart, out of darkness. He calls a light to shine in our hearts that we may, you know, that we may give light of the knowledge of the glory of God. You know, God wants all of us to see His glory. In the old covenant, it was not possible to see His glory. He told Moses in the book of Exodus, no man can see my glory and live. And He said to Moses, I will walk by with my glory, and I will let you see a glimpse of the back parts of my glory as I'm about to go. And Moses got a glimpse of the back parts of God's glory. And when he came down, his face was shining like a light bulb. Because he had seen, not the glory, but the glimpse of the back parts of the glory of God. And all the time God wants us to show His glory to us. Do you know God wants to love us? Imagine, on your wedding day, you got married, but you're never allowed to see the face of your husband or wife. Always, perpetually, they are wearing a veil. That would be an interesting concept, wouldn't it? No, God doesn't want that. Imagine talking to someone who's wearing a mask all the time. You can't have that. And for God, He has to put on a veil, or put a veil to cover Himself, because we cannot take Him. Because the moment He opens a veil, we die. And for thousands of years, He remained that way. Finally, when Jesus came, He wanted to reveal Himself. And that is why the other part says, the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. In other words, all the glory of God can only be seen through the face of Jesus Christ. It's through Him that we begin to see the fullness of the Godhead. And when you see Jesus, the same Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 tells us, do not know Jesus in the flesh anymore. It tells us, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he says in verse 16, we don't know Christ in the flesh anymore, yet now we know Him there, thus no longer, because we see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Jesus says that the glory is now restored to Him. Imagine, you are the Apostle John. You saw Jesus in the flesh. And constantly, you came to Jesus, and you're always lying at the bosom of Jesus. That's John! That's John! And one fine day, when John in the book of Revelations was taken up into the spirit realm, he saw Jesus. This is a different Jesus. His eyes were like fire. His feet like bronze. And there was power and glory around him. You think John would like to run? Oh, Jesus. Let me tell you, if you go, you will hear a sound like, and it's a new hairstyle. When he saw this Jesus, the glory of God, for the first time, man could not see for thousands of years. He see all the fullness to Jesus. He bowed down and felt like someone who has died. On this earth, in the book of Acts, we have a glimpse of that. And the moment you have a glimpse, you are transformed. You remember Stephen? Before he died, what did he say to Stephen? He looked up and he saw the Lord Jesus Christ standing at the right hand of God. He saw for a moment the glory of God. And what did the book of Acts chapter 6 towards the ending says? That Stephen's face looked like an angel. It's in the Bible. When they put him on trial, Stephen's heart was seeing the light of God was shining in his heart. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He's already seeing it. And towards the end of chapter 7, before he died, when he explained that he had seen it, it made everybody mad. But what made him look like an angel? It was almost a reprise of Moses in the New Testament. He is on trial, and everybody looked, his face was shining like an angel. Because he saw the Lord. Don't put the full stop at the word knowledge. Christianity is not just a knowledge religion, not a theology religion. Christianity is an experience with God. Have you met God face to face? Have you seen the face of God? I plead with you. Open the eyes of your heart, because how can you call Him Lord whom you have not communed? How can you marry the bride, marry the bridegroom, when you have not known the bridegroom? In these last days, it is the will of God that His Spirit reveal the face of Jesus Christ to every one of our hearts. That is God's will for us, to see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Oh, it's awesome. I don't think I can move on to the fourth group. We'll touch on it the next time. But let me conclude with the face of Jesus Christ. Sometimes people claim to have seen Jesus and known Jesus, but they come away and their lives don't seem different. That's not possible. If it is the same Jesus that we read about in the Bible, you know what changes us? Is to see the face of Jesus Christ. When you see Him, you will know Him. Now, it may not be a physical vision that is as He will, but somehow, deep on your inner heart, it says it's the light. You know this, it's three steps away. It's the light of the knowledge of the glory in the face of Jesus Christ. What was it like, some people say, when you saw Jesus face to face? 1986. The light, He could reveal Himself in many forms and many ways. But you could hardly see the skin on His face because of the light that was shining out. It was like looking at the sun, but yet your eyes are not hurt. But before that, have I ever seen Jesus yet? No. But I had glimpses of Him. And before that, that burning heart desire that you have, now you begin to understand. Before you see the face of Jesus Christ, you are now experiencing group one, the emotions of Christ. Every Christian must have that at some point. If you are really born again, you would have experienced in your life the emotions of Christ. You would. And then as you move on, you begin to have some of the thoughts of Christ. Flashes of knowledge and thinking that it's not you, but someone higher than you. And then you move to the third group. Your inner eyes are open. Like Job, you said, when I see Him, I am out of words. If a picture paints 1,000 words, in a human level, where God cannot have any picture representing Him because none could convey it, the thousands of emotions of Jesus that you felt are paving the way for the thousands of thoughts that come to you every day from the Holy Spirit. They are paving the way for a glimpse of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. And one fine day, it will not be just glimpses. It will be many glimpses. And then finally, it will be a tender look towards God. And then it will be constantly seeing the face of Jesus Christ, like Stephen did. Because His name is Emmanuel, God with us. And God has opened the veil that we may see Him. He that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. He that has eyes to see, let him or her see what the Spirit wants to show. Let's pray. Father, we thank